Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. Today, we are going to dive deep into, are referrals even worth it for your cleaning company? We have had people that go anywhere from, I built my whole company on referrals, to I can't get a single referral, to they're a pain in the butt, to they're the best thing since sliced bread. And today, we're going to dive into all of that. So I don't know about you guys, and maybe some of you can relate or feel this way, but when I was younger in business, I remember always feeling wonky and weird about asking for referrals. Like I was always kind of begging and they wouldn't want to do it. And if they would want to do it, like I just pictured them like kind of going to their friends and be like, hey man, you should, you know, have Mike clean your business. Or for some of you guys, your house. And I just didn't know how it would work. I felt like I was kind of a beggar. I felt like every time I asked, it didn't really work. And you know, I got referrals and I liked my referrals, but I felt like they were just random and I didn't really have any control over when they showed up or how many of them showed up or how often they showed up, right? I just felt kind of out of control. And I think what I really wanted was, if truth be told, and I'd love to know if you guys feel the same way, I wanted good, because I kind of had the gut feeling and my reality was that referrals were like the good customers, right? They kind of were better than regular customers. And I wanted good customers to come to me and not argue about price. And referrals filled that kind of hole perfectly. But I also wanted to scale and I wanted to grow big and fast. And referrals weren't great for that because sometimes I get none in a month and sometimes I get a couple in a month. But for the goals that I wanted to hit, like to build a $1 million business, like, you know, I've never met a $1 million business that happened just on referrals, right? I'm sure it's possible, but it's super unlikely. And then again, I had those weird feelings about asking referrals, like I was kind of begging, and I tried all sorts of systems and things, but I just never followed through because at the core, I was just embarrassed to ask for referrals. Like I didn't value my work enough where I felt like we did such a good job that they'd want to tell their friends. And I just didn't want to kind of be like a pain in their butt. Right. So that, I think that was the core of it. So fast forward a bit to when I started coaching owners of cleaning companies, and in Cleaning Nation, I hear so many, probably one of the number one things I hear when I talk to people is I built my whole company on referrals. And the good news is they built their whole company on referrals. And I think they're like kind of bragging like, oh, I didn't have to spend any money on advertising, which on the surface feels good. But then when we continue talking, I'm like, is your company where you want it to be revenue wise? The answer is always no. Right. Or can you like quantify how many referrals you're going to get and can you scale it? Is it repeatable, dependable, scalable? The answer is almost always no. So at that point, talking with Cleaning Nation and hearing this kind of feedback over and over, I'm like, all right, I gotta master this whole referral thing. But the problem was I couldn't get over that, you know, fear that I was taking from my customers. Like, you know, I was asking a favor and then I kind of owe them or they wouldn't want to do it or they wouldn't know how to help. Like a lot of times I had people be like, sure, I'll give you a referral, but then they didn't know what to do, right? So like, hey, if you know anyone that wants help with their cleaning, let me know. And they'll go, yeah, for sure. And, but then they wouldn't. And I'm like, okay, well now, like that was weird. And the problem is if I didn't get this figured out, I would be overlooking a huge opportunity for Cleaning Nation. And, we just couldn't do that. So there's a couple epiphanies I had, a couple light bulbs that went off that I want to share with you. So maybe you can be like, oh my gosh, and have the same light bulbs. One was I needed to make a shift. And it's so funny how many tactical parts of our business, like referrals are super tactical. How many of those we start thinking are tactical and they're really mindset, right? So I had to make the shift mindset wise, going from asking for a favor for my clients, which I didn't like doing, asking for them to like help me, which, you know, for all of you guys out there and maybe even some of you girls, like that asking for help can be tough. I need to shift from that because I didn't like doing it and it wasn't super effective to giving value. I like giving value. I like making people happy. So that was the first shift I had to make in my mindset around referrals is going from begging and chasing and asking, can I please, and hoping for the best, and moving from that to giving value and feeling really good about it, right? Second thing is I needed to automate the process so I could ask for more referrals more often without feeling weird. And if I automated it, it would happen even if I didn't feel like it, right? So the problem with this kind of fear of I don't want to ask for referrals, I feel like I'm begging, even if they say yes, how do they even do it? All those kind of things summed up for even if I had a system to ask for referrals at certain times or whatever, I wouldn't follow it because deep down I felt like it wasn't going to work. So the two kind of shifts I had to make, the epiphanies, the light bulbs, whatever you want to call them, are one, I got to go away from asking to get and starting to give, which I would be more willing and interested in doing. And B, I got to automate this bad boy so it doesn't depend on how Mike feels on any given day as to the success of my referral program. Because if it depended on that, more days than not, it wasn't going to get done, which isn't helpful, right? So the beauty of these two shifts, and that's it around referrals. So for all of you guys out there and gals, shift from how to go from asking and begging and hoping to giving value, which is a lot more fun, and shift from it all being on your shoulders as the owner. I got to ask for referrals. I got to beg. Or you ask your employees. They don't want to do it either for the same reasons you do. And everything just feels wonky, right? So we got to go from asking to giving and from doing it yourself to automating the process, right? So you don't even have to be involved. All right. This will allow you to go from begging, bribing, and hating it, and depending on your own determination, to creating systems and processes that actually surprise and delight your customers and brings in referrals on an automated, semi-scalable way. So it really is the way that you do referrals. You know, we kind of titled the podcast, Are Referrals Even Worth It? And I guess the short answer is it really depends on how you do it. If you do them wrong, they're not. If you do them right, they can be a game changer, life changer. And we're going to talk about today how to do them right. Okay, so where am I at? Let's go into the framework. We always want to have a framework and kind of steps. That's how I think. That's how a lot of you guys learn, is kind of give me some sequential steps. So the sequential steps we're going to give you are how to make the two shifts that we talk about, going from asking and begging to giving value and automating. So the asking to giving, the big thing we want here is to stop thinking about how you're, and by the way, this is a great, I don't want to say trick, but this is effective in marketing all over the place. So actually, we'll talk about marketing in general, then we'll bring it to referrals. We'll be like, oh my gosh, that makes perfect sense. So generally, when it comes to growing our customers, we think of how can I get the people that already give me money to give me more money, which is a good thought, by the way. That's the easiest sale in the world, kind of a tangent, but the easiest sale in the world is to get people that you're already serving and giving value to find a way to give them more value and have them give you more money. Always start there. Or how can I get new people, which is a lot of where we focus on, and we should focus more on the people we have, but, or how can I get new people to give me money? And then we put up websites or emails or direct mail or whatever, pretty much going, we have great stuff. Call now for a free estimate, right? We want you to give us money. So we kind of, that's our thing. So we get a shift from moving from how can I get them to give me money to how can I bring value to their life, right? So let's look at what that would look like on referrals. Referrals, we're like, I want money. I want you to tell your friends and family or business associates to give me money. That's a bit of an ask, right? And then sometimes we even bribe the people to give us money. Like, hey, if you give me a referral, I'll give you $100 or half of this or that or the whatever. The problem I found with that is we're thinking about it from our perspective. We want money. Therefore, the referrer wants money. And if we give him money, he'll give us what we want is the referee. But the reality is we're not putting ourselves in their shoes. If you look, and we've all been in the referrer shoes, right? We all have companies that we deal with that want our referrals. And I don't know about you guys, but I found the best referrals and the most referrals that the referrers in Cleaning Nation, by the way, if you guys have referred anyone to Cleaning Nation, the podcast or any of the programs that we offer, our events, thank you. I appreciate it. And let me tell you how we ask for referrals and you can knock us right off. We went, how can we give value to Cleaning Nation? So if I'm like, hey, so perfect example right here on this broadcast was like, hey, everybody listening, we're amazing. Please give us a referral. You give us, you know, Mike, you know, growmyCleaningCompany.com com/referrals. Don't go there because it doesn't exist. We'll give you half the money or a big commission or whatever. I'm guessing some of you would do so. And that's great. We'd appreciate it. We don't do that. What we would more likely do, and this is what I'm going to coach you guys and gals to do, is go, hey guys, if any of your lives have been transformed by the coaching that we've done here, by the community, by our Facebook group, by this podcast, by our Facebook lives, by one of our live events, by any of anything. If any of you guys and gals have had, you're making more money, you've got freedom, you're spending more time with your kids, you've got the control over your business, you want any of that's happened in your life because of us, and you want to give that same joy, you know, some poor other owner of a cleaning company that's struggling and just can't feed his family or working too much, turn them on to us. Let us know. We'd love to serve them. So now, as opposed to us asking for something, guess what? Hopefully it shifted your mindset for like, yeah, I have gotten some value. My life is better. And I do know somebody that's dying and I feel bad that I've kind of kept a secret. I can feel really good by sharing that. And that's going to make me the hero, right? So now I'm actually doing something for you. And then I'm saying, you can go, here's a resource that you found, a bunch of free information that can change lives. You can give that to someone that you know and change their life. And guess what? They're going to like you better for it. You're going to feel good about it, right? So as opposed to begging, hey guys, I want to buy a new yacht, refer me some people so I can make more money. No one's interested in that crap. Maybe me, maybe my wife, although I don't like boats, so I wouldn't be a yacht, but you guys couldn't care less. But when I go, hey, if you want to feel good about, if you want to do something nice for Cleaning Nation, if you want to become a client and spend money with it, that's okay. Just refer this thing out and then you can kind of, pay it forward. And also, so people that have been like, man, I got a lot of value from the podcast and for whatever reason, I don't think being a client would be a fit, but I get a lot of value. I'd like to give some back. There's an opportunity. You can feel good about it. And then more importantly, like, oh my gosh, I want to save friends and family the same stress and frustration I've had. Have them subscribe, rate, and review, right? So that's what we want you to do, as opposed to going to people like, hey, I need more clients. We're trying to grow. If you like our cleaning, tell all your friends and family that you like our cleaning so they'll come buy from us. Not super, or we'll give you money, right? Not super effective, but you go, hey, if your life is better, if you love how your business or your home feels once we're done, and you know someone that is working too hard and just struggling and they've got money and they need more time, let them introduce us. I will rock their world. I'll do everything I can to make them feel so special. And now you feel kind of good about turning them onto something amazing. You can even do a special deal like, hey, for any friends, I'll give you a $27 clean or free clean or floor clean or whatever. Like most of the time, if I get a good friend that refers to us, we've got a whole team of coaches that has conversations to see if we'd be a good fit. If it's a referral, generally I'll have that in person, right? I give them a little extra love and attention. So the first thing we can do is go from asking to giving, going from, hey, do me a favor, to how can I make you feel good? And people will feel good referring your service when you do a good job. You just have to show them how to think about it, right? Second thing we want to do is give them stories over sales pitches, right? So that's where surprise and delight comes in, but tell lots of stories. So just like me, I'm telling stories about, you know, how we've changed lives and how you might have a friend that also needs his or her life change and they can subscribe, rate, and review. That's a story. Or you can say, you know, you do some sort of surprise and delight and people are like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of, here's a perfect story that you can share, right? So if you had friends that were asking about referrals and whether you should pay or not, I get that question a lot. So if I just said, no, you shouldn't pay, or yes, you should, that's an answer, but it's not going to go any further than that, right? I tell a story. So I remember when I was young, my first like big boy job, I had a good job at a car dealership and you know, I think they gave like $100 a referral. So if I could tell them and they'd say, go tell all your friends, hey, if you refer someone that buys a car, they'll get $100. And I told all my friends, hey, I can give you, and I was so excited about giving that. So it was good. I was right in the thing that like, hey, I wanted to give as opposed to get, they'll get the $100. Even though I wanted to get the car sale, right? I still wasn't thinking about them. I had one of the old guys pull me aside. He's like, Mike, don't even tell them about the $100. I was like, why? Who wouldn't want $100? Because I was young and I like money and everyone I knew liked money. Who wouldn't want $100? And he goes, here's the reality, man. What's going to happen? These are friends of theirs, right? So if they refer someone to you and that guy that gets referred finds out that you paid him $100. The guy that got referred is like, oh, did you refer me to Mike because he's the best and he can really take care of me, or just want $100? And the person that is doing the referring knows that. So they're kind of afraid, like, oh, if that guy finds out, it's going to feel wonky. So as opposed to talking about the $100, which you can still give, just don't tell them that you're going to give it, make it a surprise. Tell them, hey man, if you send someone to me, I'm going to roll out the red carpet. I'll make sure they get a great deal. We'll make sure they get a better warranty, whatever they need, we're going to make. And then it's a lot easier to refer. Cause like, oh, go talk to my buddy Buddy Mike. He's going to take care of you. And then I don't have to worry about the $100, right? Or if there is going to be $100, give it to the guy that's getting referred, right? So that story that I told is a story that you guys can share. And that's much more likely to kind of go forward, right? So as opposed to offering sales pitches and kind of pressure, hey, you know, give me a referral because it'll help my business. Tell them a story about someone that referred to you and how that referrer's life got better because they referred it, right? And that story will lodge. And that, again, in all of marketing, by the way, share stories. Stories beat sales pitches every time, twice on Sundays, okay? So that's the first step of how to go from asking to giving. The second piece of the framework that we talked to you about is systematizing the offer, right? We don't want to just kind of ask willy-nilly or when we feel like it, because if we're honest, we're probably not often going to feel like it, right? So we want to have a system and process always, right? Everything we want to be systemized and processed. Nothing we want to be dependent on you as the owner to do or not do or remember something, right? So here's the way that we systematize the offer. The big mistake people make is they think they can only ask for a referral after they've like had a client for years and just given them the best service on the face of the earth. That couldn't be, I mean, A, you definitely want to give the best service on the face of the earth, but that's not the truth about what the criterion you have to use for the system. Like, oh, once someone has gotten this much value from us, then we can ask for a referral, right? It's too hard. There's too few of them. So there's a bunch of different times that you can ask for a referral. A great time, perfect example is if you've got a lead magnet. For us, me doing this coaching live is trying to show you, hey man, these guys know what they're talking about. They have the systems and tools and processes to help me grow. And I get this podcast, it's awesome. So, and I kind of weaved into this story the opportunity for you to refer. And I would love that if you love the show and you know someone that loves the show, have them subscribe, rate, and review. Shoot me hit me on Instagram or let me know, hey man, I referred someone to the show, I dig it. So do you see how that's just right at the lead magnet phase before, you know, you become a customer or you're not even a customer, I can still ask for referrals. You can do the same thing, right? If someone opts into one of your funnels or anything, anytime you get any customer or a bid or an opportunity, someone just opts into a lead magnet that you've got going, anyone, someone kind of comes into your universe of a podcast that you're doing, any content that you're putting out, someone comments or whatever, it's a great time to go, hey guys, if you're getting value from this, whatever it is, a lunch and learn that you do, a direct mail piece, podcast, if you got value for this and for whatever reason maybe you're not a fit, pass this on to somebody that is. Make them feel great. You know, who do you know that has money and needs time? If that's them, we can help them. Let them know that that you sent us, we'll take great care of them, right? So just at the opt-in, at the lead thing, before you even become a customer, you can ask for, and how do you systematize it? You just put it on a PS or you just write it in somewhere, right? So go through on your website, right? You can just say, hey, if we're not what you're looking for, but you know someone that, you know, kind of, you know your unique selling proposition, if you're looking for X, Y, and Z, let someone know, right? That's great. And again, I was kind of making fun of growingcleancover.com/referrals because we don't have it. You could certainly make your website /referrals and just give that to people, right? So first thing is systematize the offer. You could do it as a PS in an email and a PS in a direct mail piece. You could build a whole website. There's 1,000 ways that you can do it. And you do it all along the process. You don't have to wait till someone's been a customer for 10 years. Right when they become a lead, you can ask for a referral. One of the best times to ask for referrals is when you've lost a bid, right? You gave a bid like, we're going to go somewhere else. If you did a good job doing the bid, they like you. They know you. They trust you. They want to go with you. They just like, oh, that guy's cheaper. It's my brother-in-law or whatever. And they feel bad. And they know that you've given them time and effort. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, we just can't go with you. It's a great time to go, man, I'm so sorry, we're not going to be able to serve you. Do you know anyone that now that you kind of know who we are, what we offer, you, who do you know that would love the services that we do? And we can, you know, maybe we can't make your life better today, but I'm sure you know somebody whose life we can make better, right? And chances are they've probably not been asked for a referral on a loss bid. So they'll be like, oh my gosh, that'd be great. And chances are you've never thought to do it. So it's another great opportunity. Another great time is a one bid. A lot of people are like, I can't just do it after I win the bid. I have to do it once I've given the service. Believe it or not, people love buying crap. And right when they say yes and make a decision, it feels good. And that might be one of the high points of how they feel in your relationship. So right when someone says, oh yeah, we're going to start, here's a contract, let's go, it's a perfect time to go, hey man, I'm so excited to start serving you as a new customer. You probably know somebody else that's going through the same struggles you had, right? They were going through cleaners too much. They needed the time. It was a part-time job, whatever their issue was. Who do you know that needs that same thing? Let me know. I will give them the red carpet treatment because you referred them. So step one is go from asking to giving, right? As opposed to asking them, offering money as a bribe. just say, hey, you know, shift your mindset to who else can we provide value in the world. Who else can we provide value to? You probably know somebody, and systematize the offer early and often, right? Don't just do the offer at a certain time when they opt in, when you win a bid, when you lose a bid, even if they leave, if you leave on good terms, you can go, hey, who else do you know? You can ask for referrals throughout the process. All right. The last piece that you need to know before we sign off here is referrals can be an excellent tool if they are one of many. They're the terrible if they're your only tool. To the folks out there going, I grew my entire business just on referrals. That's great, but you probably don't have the control over your business that you want, right? You probably haven't scaled to the level that you want to scale. So I want to encourage you to make sure referrals are one of many powerful tools. They're not the only tool. They're not the only bullet in your gun, right? If they are, you're just going to really, really struggle. So if you depend on referrals for your whole business, it's going to be hard to build something big, and certainly something reliable. But if you're like, hey, that's one of my good lead sources, it's a great lead source. So just don't let it be alone. So, all right, guys, gals, if you're like, holy heck, that was awesome. I want more. Give me some more. Your timing is perfect. We are just about to do a live event next Thursday and Friday. We've only done one before in October. It was amazing. People are still talking about it. It's only a couple $100. We don't even charge it till it's over and you've got massive value. So if you want to join me and Tracy, one of our amazing coaches, live for 2 days tomorrow, and we're going to do it on Zoom so we can see you. You can see us. There's going to be live coaching. We're going to have action items. It is going to be transformative. It's only a couple $100. You get all the details at growmycleaningcompany.com/grow-event. Now watch this. If for whatever insane reason you can't be there next Thursday and Friday, which is crazy, make a way to be there. It is a life-changing deal. We're so confident we're not even charging until afterwards. After we give you a massive amount of value, you get 2 days to think about it, make sure you got value, and then we're going to charge you. If you can't be there, or if you can be there and you want to be there with a friend that you're like, I know this guy or this gal desperately needs more help. They're working too hard. They are, they're not getting paid what they're worth. They're frustrated. They're having trouble during COVID. They can't get employees. They're still cleaning. If that's you or you know somebody, turn them on to growmycleaningcompany.com/grow-event. And let me know at the event, hey, this is me. I came and this is my friend. You know, I referred him on the referral podcast, and I'll find some way to give you a gift. I'll get you a book or some coaching, or I'll give you something to let you know I appreciate you. So if you want more of this and everything you need to make your 2021 the year that you want, you know it can be, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/grow-event. I can't wait to see you live. So as opposed to me just talking to you, you can see me, I can't see you. This is going to be on Zoom. We're going to get to see each other. It's going to be live coaching, and it is going to be a blast. growmycleaningcompany.com/grow-event. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.